Monster Jazz Formula Lesson 3, Foundations for Musical Success Part 1, Your Musical Values, What's Important to You. When you discover your mission, you will feel its demand. It will fill you with enthusiasm and a burning desire to get to work on it. W. Clement Stone. Your musical values are your priorities. Values determine what is most important to us and in what order. We all have values, whether we know it or not, and all great jazz musicians had clear values that they stuck to and honored, whether they thought about it in this way or not. If you think about the truly original and pioneering jazz musicians, such as Lester Young, Thelonious Monk, Ornette Coleman, Duke Ellington, John Coltrane, Miles Davis, to name a few, it becomes clear that they all had very different musical values. Different aspects of music attracted them, and as such, they all made very different and unique contributions to jazz. They may have valued originality, emotional expression, power and strength, freedom, rhythmic sophistication, compositional sophistication, leadership, virtuosity, or connecting with an audience. These values guided them down vastly different musical paths and to make vastly different musical decisions about what to practice, what to listen to, who to hire for their bands, and what music to write. Additionally, they all stuck to their values even in the face of intense criticism from the press, the audience, and even their peers. But they never wavered. They never gave in, and as a result, they created truly original and progressive musical legacies. Values are truly the foundation of everything. They form the foundation of our artistry, our beliefs, and our life. Values are at the core of our musical personality. They even determine our dreams and vision. The closer you get to living and playing in harmony with your values, the closer you get to originality, balance, and creativity. The further you get away from your values, the closer you get to mediocrity, imitation, and imbalance. Many of us act according to someone else's values. If you are practicing and performing according to what you think you're supposed to do, driven by peer pressure or an overly zealous teacher or even your parents, then you are acting according to someone else's values. Clarifying your values will bring focus and purpose to your music. Now, I'm not implying that you shouldn't heed the advice of your teachers, parents, or peers. You absolutely need to learn from others. But in the end, all that matters is what's important to you. Period. Okay. Values determine every decision we make. They are how we decide what to listen to. They are how we decide what to practice or not practice. They're how we decide what to play or not play, write or not write. Consciously or unconsciously, they guide every single decision we make. Throughout our musical development, we are presented with literally thousands of decisions. Our musical voice is the sum total of all of our decisions and thus our experiences. Clarifying your values will cause you to know yourself better. By going through the process of writing down, defining, and prioritizing your values, you will learn what's important, and you will find your true talents. In most cases, the things about music that we value most are also the things for which we have a natural affinity. Things in life don't usually resonate with us unless we have innate talent for that thing. By determining your values and then living in harmony with them, your musical development will become more natural and effortless. Now, by effortless, I don't mean easy. All success requires hard work, discipline, and action. But if you are living in line with your values, you will easily be able to summon up the required discipline and perseverance. If you are practicing because you love your music, you will be motivated and inspired. If you are inspired, anything is possible. On the other hand, if you are not living in harmony with your values, you will experience stress and anxiety. You will have to force yourself to practice and muscle your way through it. You won't get very far this way. Stress and anxiety will cause you to lose clarity and concentration. They will cause you to lose confidence and send you into a downward spiral away from your dreams. Now, stress and anxiety can be very useful indicators. Like I said earlier, everything happens for a reason. Like failures and mistakes, stress carries with it great lessons. When stress strikes, you should open your eyes up wide and ask yourself why you are feeling that way. Life, like music, is a continuous process of growth and learning. Every experience and feeling in life is just another opportunity to learn. Here's a story to illustrate my point. I have a good friend who is a saxophonist. He's a wonderful player and a very natural musician. He's also what I would call a gearhead. He loves everything about saxophones and saxophone gear. He's naturally drawn to information about saxophones. He regularly goes to music stores to check out horns, talk to the repairmen, shopkeepers. Whether he's in the market for a new horn or not, he's constantly looking around on Craigslist and eBay to look and read about horns. He's been doing this for like 20 years. The result of all this is that he is now an expert on saxophones. He can tell you anything you ever wanted to know about saxophones and lots of things you'd never wanted to know. He can tell you what horn with what serial number came from what factory. He knows what engravings are on what horns, who played them, and why. He knows that this company bought that company and then changed this aspect of the keywork and engraving because... and on and on. Now, I'm positive that he never set this as a goal. He never decided one day that I'm going to learn everything I can about the history of saxophone. He does it because he loves it. Now, I'm not a gearhead. It's something that's never really resonated with me, and I don't remember facts and details very well. If I decided that I wanted to become an expert on drum gear and the history of drum manufacturing, I would probably not get very far. I would have to force myself to do it. I would grow bored and either quit or be out of balance, working on something that's not important to me or natural to me. If you follow this example and your biggest passion was rhythm, you would become an expert of rhythm. You would study time feel, polyrhythms, cross rhythms, meter, subdivision, metric modulation. Your passion might drive you to study African music, Indian music, or modern European music. You would absorb and master all of these aspects of rhythm. If you loved this subject and were driven by your values to dig deeper and deeper year after year, you would develop a unique approach, understanding, and mastery of rhythm, and it would seem effortless because you loved it. Great passion is necessary for great achievement. Find your passion and you will find greatness. Now, I don't want to mislead you by saying my friend never set this as a goal, and as such, goals are not necessary. Goals are important and they are necessary. If my friend attached vision and goals to this passion for saxophone, I believe it would bring great opportunity into his life. But he also has other values and goals, like performing, composing, and teaching, that override this value. Nonetheless, opening a saxophone shop, becoming a consultant to collectors, buying and selling horns, or writing a book on the subject would be almost effortless for him. He's learning about saxophones anyway. Values form the very fabric of your musical personality. Acting in harmony with them will make your progress seem effortless. Acting in harmony with them will make your progress enjoyable. You will be inspired and motivated, and you will be guided to the right choices and steered towards originality. You will find your true talents and your true passions. Acting in harmony with your values will increase your confidence and put you on a path towards greater and greater musical success and excellence. It's time now to think about your values. Complete the corresponding Lesson 3 questions and exercises honestly, and you will learn great things about yourself. You can find a printable worksheet with these questions and exercises on the main course page in the Lesson 3 area. As you complete the questions and exercises, constantly ask yourself, is this really honest? Is this my answer, or am I supposed to answer this way? Take your time with this stuff. This is the foundation. Your foundation must be strong. By thoughtfully working through this material, you will be laying down a foundation for greatness. The more solid your foundation, the higher you can go, and the faster you can get there. Faster than you ever thought possible. Trust your gut. Trust your intuition. Make your answers feel right. Up next, the Monster Jazz Formula, Lesson 4, Foundations of Musical Success, Part 2. Your musical vision.